Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Drake Baldwin on deck. And Ozuna wouldn't bite at that. And again, Terenz able to block it.
Terenz, so athletic.
What's the call? Buck? Look at Terenz. When he goes after the ball, he uses his mask to touch the ball, which is patently illegal.
So, and he too.
That's an error that causes both runners to move up.
We haven't had a good LOL Mets in a while. They're on, what, a five-game losing streak? Well, they're getting beat up by the Braves. Shut out by Chris Sale yesterday. Could get swept today.
Thank you, Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, now the Mets are just one game up on the Phillies, which means no matter what happens today, the Phillies could take first place this weekend, right? Even if the Phillies lost and the Mets won today, they're only back two. So no matter what, they could be tied. It could just be one. Whatever, we'll see. But it is fun to see the Mets lose because they're winning too much this year. Like, you know,
they started off hot.
Yes, I think the rivalry is fun that they're back and they're both back at the same time. I kind of like this. It adds a little juice to it because Mets Phillies aren't always typically good at the same time. So I don't mind them like being there. So we could play him in big games, but like not too many wins.
Well,
like, let's calm down.
I mean, look, this weekend is like the most excited I've been for a baseball series in a while.
It's massive. I think by the time we get in here Monday, we're gonna have a feeling on this summer, like the way people are gonna feel about the Phillies. If they, you know, if the Phillies beat up the Mets this weekend, there's gonna be
a feeling of euphoric.
Like, hey, maybe this is different. Maybe they got it. And obviously, if the other way goes, you know, it's going to be a morgue. I mean, it's going to be like, we just can't beat that team. So it's huge.
I mean, is it crazy to say it's the biggest series since the playoff series versus the Mets?
No, it is. It is. I mean, the closest thing was that Dodgers series, the second or third series of the year. But really early.
But again, that's the third series of the year.
Right.
Like, we played the Mets right around that time, too.
Yep. Yeah, and we got beat up, and I remember how people felt.
Like, this is in June. A lot, like, a lot of the seasons come into focus now. Mm-hmm. We know a lot about both teams, that maybe they're a little bit up and down, but both, like, you know, 14, 15 games over 500.
Yep.
And they're both going to be going back and forth, most likely, for this division. So, like, now there's more of a backdrop to it.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, it's the biggest Phillies regular season series in a while. I mean, again, we remember last year, the Phillies were front-running. I mean, they just got up on the Braves so much that not many of those series the last 3-4 months last year before the playoffs felt very big, right? Like, we got nervous and, like, let's hope they don't collapse. But none of them felt like the season's on the line or, like, our opinion of the team's on the line. This one is one of the biggest series I've had in a long time.
Well, do we think that almost works to the Phillies' favor? Is it now there's something else to play for?
A race.
For the rest of the season?
I think so, yeah. I mean,
it does feel like they kind of took their foot off the gas a little bit last season.
And I don't think they can, no matter what. The wild card is tight, and obviously the division, it could be tight the entire year. So the Phillies won back of the Mets, and we'll see them here starting tomorrow night. All right, the other thing to address, Mets-wise, is, now I didn't take the bait on this one. I saw it.
I did.
Well, I felt
got
it.
Got me good.
I felt it, but I didn't really take the bait. So I think I was being trolled by Jack yesterday, Hugh. I think we all were, actually.
But, okay,
but me in particular. Well, you never see, like, what would you rather have, A or B, and then there's two scenarios you got to choose, but it's kind of vague what each one means. Have you ever seen one of those?
Yeah.
Like, I give you the stats of one player. I say this is player A. I give you the stats of player B, and then they kind of look similar enough to make it confusing.
And then
for you
try to figure out which player is who.
So he put up a tweet yesterday. He also sent this to me. When he sends me his tweets, he's on fire. Well, he doesn't want me to miss it. So, I get it directly.
He says you don't want you to miss it.
Yeah, I might just miss it, and then I don't react to it. But if he sends it to me, I can't ignore it. So, player A, shortstop A, both shortstops, 275 average, 349 on base, 817 OPS, 14 home runs, 13 stolen bases, 7 errors. Player number two, 308 average, 366 on base, 831 OPS, 9 homers, 19 steals, 5 errors. So the player B has a slightly better OPS, less homers, more steals, fewer errors. The deception here is that player B maybe actually is better. But player A is obviously better. It's Lindor of the Mets. That's A.
And Trey?
Trey, player B.
Yeah, I kind of figured the second one was Trey.
Yes.
I kind of figured that.
So a couple things. One, five more home runs is a pretty big difference, okay? Two, I told him this when I saw him. He picked the moment that Trey had reached the peak of his season.
He's been on one the last couple games.
But I don't know if there was any moment this year before yesterday morning where Trey jumped him in OPS. Like he found the right moments. Like right now he's above him. Second thing is the errors thing. I mean, come on. Lindor gets to every baseball, and Trey does not. That's part of the errors thing. Look, I think Trey's having a pretty nice year, and I did say yesterday, I think he has a case to make the All-Star team. He's not better than Lindor. I mean, what are we doing here?
No, I guess he's just comparing the numbers in the moment.
Well, did ask what you'd rather have.
Yeah, and this Lindor. This is the thing with baseball. A lot of times, the small sampling size isn't what you want. You know what I mean? Because when you look at him in that small sampling size, it looked really rough. But when you look at him and it spreads out during the season and the run that he's on right now, then you say, okay, now he's starting to turn around a little bit. So, you know, it's baseball is a fickle mistress. And I say this all the time. And a lot of time, because we're so close to the game, it's kind of hard to see what you see. And that's why Jack put that out there, because he's being a visionary.
No, or a troll.
No, he's trolling. I mean,
a little bit of that too. Yeah. But mostly it's a visionary.
Well, he also put Trey in his top 11, so he's trying to justify it.
Oh, well, yeah, that too. You know, Jack has an
agenda. There's an agenda.
At least he likes Trey.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me.
I'm amazed it took us so long to get the double use out of that. Like, we got our own Trey here. We don't even need Trey Hendrickson. He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Then he's running back, huh? Just running back again.
Dude.
I mean, I did. I walked into that.
Deep down, you kind of like the drop.
I mean, it's all right.
It's funny.
So funny.
I mean, we on that shenanigans. We were just talking in the break, like, man, I wonder how, like, you know, the people in New York, how close have we been to the line of, like, crossing it, like, a lot?
I think you, in particular.
I'm talking about we're a group.
so you're trying to lump us in when you get in trouble?
We all in this thing together.
So when you left me high and dry today on the topper thing. Now we're a group.
I'm with you.
You did.
So convenient.
You did not.
We're a group. And I'm just kind of wondering how many times, you know. I want to just, you know.
You do a 4-hour live talk show. It's inevitable. You're gonna maybe say some things you wish it came out a different way.
Yeah, sometimes. I would have rolled him until he told me, no.
This ain't the Hugh Douglas, like, drop segment, Kyle.
They all are.
That's not what this is. I was just reflecting.
A lot of girth.
Just being a little reflective today.
You know, most of the drops I can remember the context. What was the girth one?
Oh, I know what it was.
I don't remember.
I think we got Primos dropped off. And was talking about how girthy the hoagies were.
That's on you. I mean, like.
Yeah.
That was a big ass hoagie.
Yeah. The wrote him until he said no. That was Embiid.
I would have rolled him until he told me no.
Yeah, how many minutes on his knee?
And then this one was.
They got thick wood hard.
That was the faux pas. Jumbling up the your hat.
I do that, and I just laugh when I do, because every now and then I screw up a word. I just think it's funny.
Yeah, so does everyone else.
Man,
we laugh at
guilty.
It together.
Guilty.
Yeah, you are. All right, let's go to the phones. We have a prize to give away. Your clues took. It's 1:39. What are we doing? Let's see if Catherine has the answer. What's up, Catherine?
Catherine.
Hello.
Hello. How you
doing? Hey, Catherine.
Well, how are you guys?
Awesome.
We're good. What's on your mind today? What do you think about Topper?
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He's a pansy.
Damn,
wow, that's strong. I mean, that's strong.
I mean, okay.
Yep.
It is. And I have mad respect for him, but I have more respect
doesn't
for
Nick. Doesn't sound like it. You call someone a pansy and then say you have mad respect for
him. Well, because she's upset. I get it. He let us down, Catherine.
Well, yeah. I feel like he could have used other players as examples, if you ask me.
Well, and to me, Catherine, to do it when he did it in Miami in front of the guy's family, I'm just not surprised it led to frustration.
In front of his wife and everybody that led her to do the angry tweet.
She's tweeting. You better not tweet about Castellanos. You're going to get some.
Not going to touch that.
Yeah,
I was advised to stay away from
that. That's your own fault for workshopping that thing live on the air. Catherine, what's your guess for Hughes Clues? Do you have the answer?
I don't know. And honestly, I haven't been listening too closely. I'm going to just make a wild guess.
Okay.
Go for it.
George Foreman?
I guess it is Juneteenth.
It's a horrendous guess. Sorry.
But it's Juneteenth. That's probably.
You know what she just did, Hugh? she did with all due respect, Topper's a pansy.
I know that sometimes people don't actively listen and the clues are given and they miss one. Like, George Foreman died 2 months ago. He's not going to be on WIP today. George Foreman is not with us anymore.
Oh, that was just stucco.
I forgot
because he was black. I thought that was
George Foreman has passed on.
I did say he was going to be on the show.
The last clue was he's going to be on WIP this afternoon. I can guarantee you George Foreman won't be part of the show.
With certainty.
Remember when the news did that with Joe Frazier? They said he was going to be at the library.
That's not Devin, the news. Or
No. It was one of the news. I forget which one it was.
It was one of
my
favorite things. Joe Frazier.
He's going to be at the library today.
He will not. I'm sorry.
Died
folks.
Like 6 years ago.
This happens to me sometimes. The news cycle moves so fast. I forget that someone passed away just a couple months ago. Because it's like, But George Foreman. Yeah, you can. I mean,
this is also his hometown too. Like that.
Yeah, the Joe Frazier thing was terrible. I mean, that was
so bad.
I think they issued an apology afterwards.
Well, they should.
You had to. After that, I mean, there's no other recourse, is it?
That was tough.
Because he ain't showing. He damn sure ain't showing up.
There had to be someone watching that was like kind of. It was on the background and just thought they were in a time warp. Like,
what are you
Joe
about?
Frazier will be
well,
there.
Like, I mean, think about it. There's probably a small percentage of people who are like, ooh, Joe Frazier's going to be at the library today.
Hey, maybe this is my last chance to get his autograph.
Imagine being the person who goes out to get Joe Frazier's autograph at the library 6 years after he passed because the news said he'd be there. Where's Joe Frazier?
He's not here.
What are you talking about?
He's in the upper room.
Wrong room. All right, let's grab Jen. Jen's up on WIP. Hey, Jen.
Hey, how are you guys?
Jen, what's up?
All right, so listen, I know there's only a little bit of time left. Mm-hmm. I am Team Topper, but I also want to say this. Bond definitely should be on that list.
Absolutely.
I agree with whoever said he's a necessity. He is not just a necessity. But I'm really excited. I know his guess. I know Hughes Clues. Is it Luke?
Luke who?
Luke,
you
like
hanged out with John Johnson?
Oh, the producer Luke.
Oh, the deep voice. Yes. That's a good guess.
Nah, yeah. Jen, it's not it.
But don't know how else to say this. You are not thinking.
You're not thinking, right. Jen. It's a great guess. He does have a very distinct voice.
He does.
I don't know if we've worked.
He has with, a radio,
did we,
like a
did
true
we have
radio
Luke
voice.
Once when you were on remote with us? I'm not sure if we have.
I'm not sure.
His voice is very distinct.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Yeah, it's not it, though. Mm-hmm. My goodness. Mm-hmm. Andre is up next on WIP. You guys aren't thinking. Andre, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? I was calling to talk about Topper. Mm-hmm.
So, give your guess first, though, because this might take a long time.
I think it's Tornado Shapiro.
Oh, my hey, goodness you. Gracious.
No, it's not.
See,
but...
now this ain't on me. This ain't on me.
Tornado has a unique voice, and he's a unique character, and he often appears on the app, but he's a Friday guest.
Yeah, Andre, you got to make it quick, dog. We up against. We got to get this guest.
Oh, man,
come on.
I thought I had. I'll let y'all go.
All right, well, Andre, we appreciate you.
You thought he had.
We're like turning two like the morning show here. Guys. Unique person.
I think we're going
to get distinct voice. Could it be on WIP this afternoon?
This ain't on me. This ain't on me, y'all. I just want to say that.
I've never seen.
These last few are not on you. You're right. Yeah, this is a disaster.
We're trying.
You is right when he says that they're just not
listening. People don't listen.
Well, maybe if you. All right, never mind. Robin Delco. Robin Delco.
What if I get better clue?
Yes. What if you get better clues?
Rob, what's your guess, Rob?
Listen, I mean, it can't be spelled out anymore. I'm going to say Jolly. Paul Jolly.
100%.
Hey, oh, my gracious.
As Kyle breathes a sigh of relief.
I told you, we don't get to go home until the clues are done. This is. I want to get out of here. Come on, Hugh.
This ain't on, that wasn't on me. No, that ain't on me.
Yeah, that's me.
Come give these away, Joe. Are you kidding me?
I know. I mean, it's like the old days when you know, bad teams can't give away tickets. You get them in the supermarket. They just put them on your car. Like, way back in the day. Like the old days.
Joe, listen, I want to chew you off real fast. Ace Bailey's a perfect pick here real fast.
Oh, God.
Yeah, James Harden. No, listen. It's a joke. It's like,
oh, okay. Go ahead.
We have James Harden, and we have Paul George here. All guys that don't want to win. Well, Paul George can't score anymore. But when they could score 20, 25 a game, don't care about winning. Make as much money as they can. He'll fit right in here, Joe.
So we'll just add another. How many losers do you need to create one winning team? And that actually might be a fun basketball experiment. We might try that.
And this is what I'm gonna, and Joe, this is what I'm going to chew your ear off about. Mm-hmm. And I know you're going to call me crazy, but I don't care, Hugh. I'm going to die on this hill, Hugh, okay?
I'm listening.
Pat Mahomes has 30 turnovers the last 2 years, Joe. 30!
Please don't.
25 interceptions, multiple fumbles. His defense has carried him the last 2 years in these back-to-back Super Bowls. People forget that, Joe. He doesn't walk on water. He's not head and shoulders above everybody, like everybody says he is. Like, do you see the numbers?
So,
see you, Rob.
Yeah.
come on, like, for real.
Do not think in the last two seasons he's played and been as dominant as he was earlier in his career. But, Rob, he's been a part of 5 Super Bowl teams. They won 15 football games last year. And... I mean, let's not forget, last year his number one wide receiver was out for the season. Travis Kelce is a half a podcaster now, and the young receiver had to figure out what he was doing. He wasn't playing with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith.
Well, here, why does Jalen get punished? Because of the offensive line and weapons. Do you think if Josh Allen and Joe Burrow and Mahomes had his offensive line and Saquon Barkley and our wide receivers and our tight end when he does play, their numbers won't take a drastic hit? Do you think they would take a drastic hit?
To answer your first question, I think
what are you talking about?
I think it's because of where he was drafted. He like those guys you're talking about were first-round draft picks. I think it's a little bit to do with that.
I know, but just I'm saying their numbers would be drastically different. You're saying, oh, well, he doesn't turn the ball over because they limit, you know, his attempts. Well, their attempts would be limited too,
I'm losing brain cells.
I mean, I'm just saying, though, like everybody rips Hurts. Hurts is producing with the talent he has around him. 2 Super Bowls in 3 years. He was the best player on the field in both of these games, you know, in 2 of the last 3 years. I'm just saying, Mahomes is better. But it ain't like he's like in another universe.
All right.
He's been in that other universe for the last couple of years.
Well, let's also forget, part of that, he did win the Super Bowl, you know, and then led a game-winning drive in overtime just 2 years ago. So in his career, fourth quarter or overtime, the drive ended with less than a minute to play. And the offensive team was either tied or trailed by 7 or fewer going into the drive. In his playoff career, he is 7 for 7.
Mahomes. Yeah.
7 for 7, down 7 or less, last minute of the game, he scores every single time. Like, do we?
Just what? Just
are
whatever.
We goldfish? Like, do we have any memories here? Or are we just the last thing we saw is the only thing we saw?
Okay. I mean, you're only as good as your last game.
Okay,
that's right. That's why Saquon stinks.
Then I didn't say that. That's
well,
that
you said you're only as good as your last game. So
well, you know, I Andy, got you there. Andy, on that, Andy Reid stinks as a
terrible.
Coach. He got crushed.
He got
in that
crushed.
Game.
He did get crushed.
Also, Mahomes stinks because he's only as good as his last game. Yep. That's glad we got there. Good job.
Well, then we just let the best pass rusher of all time go because Josh Sweat had 2.5 sacks.
He had a ball. He was
balling. Right. So if we're only as good
defense
as last game,
right. Not
all right. Can we hear from you people? Because I'm
you
God.
People.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
I'm starting to agree with this first comment here. You guys are dead to me. I'm tired of all of you. All of you.
We made it through the day. Happy Juneteenth. Mm-hmm.
Here goes cue ball and eight ball again, stirring up controversy.
Cue ball and eight ball. That was a good one.
Not bad.
That's actually pretty that's good. Good. That's pretty good. All right. Yep. That
we'll
accept that one.
We'll take that. Okay. Cue ball. On Juneteenth, though, that's
well.
You could have just stayed with the cue ball thing, yeah, yep. And let the eight ball alone.
This is Rod Lakin's fault. Not entirely sure what the context is, but not happy with Rod.
That's evergreen, yeah. Well, he did put this show together.
That's right.
This is his creation, yeah.
Joe could get sunburned from a nightlight.
I can.
We've established the fact that Joe's white.
That Joe's white, yep.
Yeah, can we
again,
move on from
so,
that?
I'm very aware of what I look like.
Move on.
I don't think the lighting
better
in here...
Better come after Joe today than you.
Yeah. I don't think the lighting in here helps me on this conversation, but I can't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let the man manage his team, Joe.
Bet he manages his team, Joe.
No. And let me comment on how he manages it. I mean, like, he can do what he wants. I'll do what I want. Yeah,
they think you need another visit with Dr. Karp.
I do not. Mm-hmm. We're done with that. Don't quack. Take those calls
he's
anymore.
He's definitely
that's
quack.
A real quack, not me.
Hey, Joe, they won the game.
Okay. This is like Hurts against the Rams. Yeah, they won.
Yeah,
the best right. When you just like. Okay.
Does anyone have to separate process from results?
No.
Or do we just go with the results?
No, we just go with
okay.
The results.
Okay.
Yep.
Show me the
best. Remember when we had Eagles chance when the Phillies were doing really bad?
Yeah.
In the YouTube chat? Mm-hmm. We got you people chance. It's pretty good.
I like that. Yeah. Yeah, you people are good.
Come on with these clues, man. WTF.
Another evergreen. It's every day.
Does Hugh even know where he is right now?
I don't know.
With
that, well,
it worked.
Chewing mints on the air.
I think that's what people are questioning. I'm happy Hugh came in because he had a duty today to give horrendous clues.
Listen, boss, I got work to do here.
I have to make these clues as worse as I possibly can.
Yeah. Yep. Hugh does have vision, double vision.
I mean, that if I'm wearing my contacts, that's. Probably some truth.
Yeah,
to
maybe the contacts were out during the Eagles games this season. That'd be part of the problem.
Last thing, we're working on a nickname to add to the bracket. It might just be Mukbang Hugh, but somebody suggested John Johnson Douglas because he had a snack of the midday today.
Oh. Man, tasty though. I didn't feel like taking it out.
I can tell.
Yeah, that didn't sound right. I didn't want you people to give them any any ammunition. But that didn't sound right.
Well, I'm sorry.
You know, in the moment when you say it, it's just like, damn.
You know what I realized? You know what this? We had a classic case of today. This wasn't. This wasn't about the mint. You guys realize what happened here? Today,
what happened?
Right? You people are so far in your head. When we came back from the commercial, you knew you had a mint, and I think you probably realized you had a mint, but you didn't want them to see you on camera.
I didn't want
the mint.
To. Yeah, I didn't want. Yeah.
So you just thought you could get through it before it dissolved, and then Kyle outed you.
Yeah, Kyle was.
This was all about the cameras. They're in your head.
Well, because I didn't want to be being like pulling mints out my mouth in the camera zone and everything. I didn't want to do that. But then when Kyle put me in a position where I had to, you know.
Well, I could hear it. It sounded like you had something. You were like, I was about to step in it real bad right there.
It sounded like John Johnson.
Yeah, it was very John Johnson-esque.
It was mukbangy. Man, tasty though. It was pretty tasty. It's a good mint.
I bet it was. Yeah.
There's a time and a place.
As we
man.
All self-edited, everybody did a self-edit with that one. Everybody did a self-edit.
It was about to get ugly.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I think it's
time to go.
It's about time for us to hand it off. All right. Afternoon show coming up next, which means we get to hear number 5 and number 4 on the top 11 list. Quick prediction. Is Jalen Hurts on the list today, or is he named in the top three tomorrow?
You know he's going to be in the top three.
He
should be today. Based on what I know of the list, he should be today. We shall see. Afternoon show next. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.